Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Christian Rios, is with us from Malden Catholic High School. And Christian, congratulations on the award and welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Yes, sir. Pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, first of all, Malden Catholic basketball. I mean, you guys have had a very good year this year. In fact, I should have asked you this before we started, but I mean, you guys had a couple of standout wins this year, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We currently are our closest. Well, our last game, we beat Winthrop by 50 for senior night. You know, we had other couple of games where we're all playing as a team, we're sharing the ball, doing what we do best, and we're having fun. It's the most important thing.
Was there an upset win, Christian? I'm just blanking here because I remember watching scores, and I'm thinking you knocked off somebody that I was a little surprised at. So,
We beat St. John's Prep twice, and we beat Xavarian once. CM is, we consider them a rival. We came close all three times we played them, came up short, though.
Yeah.
But it was a back-and-forth game for sure, and it was just a good time to go play basketball because it was a good game.
Yeah, well, that's great. So tell us a little bit about yourself as a basketball player. We'll get into academics in a moment since it is an academic and athletic award. So I know you're doing well scoring-wise. You're one of the leading scorers on the team and rebounders too, maybe? Yeah, you are rebounding too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. I've been averaging a double-double, a rebound scoring. You know, as a basketball player, I attract a lot of attention, so I take what I can get, and then if not, I got trust in all my teammates, so I let them show what they can do. You know, we're just really hard to beat when we're all playing like that.
Tell me about your basketball influences. And in other words, I guess what I'm saying is it could be a coach, but also some other players that you like. Not that you emulate them or copy them, but players that you kind of like or coaches that have helped you along the way.
I mean, growing up, I grew up in Chelsea, so there was really good players, but there was no one really who there wasn't a lot of, you know, role models you could look up to, just because there was a lot of distractions. So at the age of 9, I started playing basketball, and then I wanted to take it serious. So my 7th and 8th grade year, I went to school in Everett, and then I wanted to transfer to a private school, you know, with the help of Coach McHugh, my former MC coach. He definitely influenced me a lot. Just keep going, pushing. I'm a varsity player since my freshman year. He helped me develop my game so much.
Yeah, he's an institution, or was at Malden Catholic, right? Longtime coach there, and very good teams over the years as well. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, let me ask you about you know, what do you do for basketball? Because I know you don't play other sports at Malden Catholic, which, by the way, that's fine. But tell me, what else do you do for basketball when you're not playing high school basketball?
Well, last year, my freshman year, I played AAU. I played AAU for Mass Rivals. This upcoming year, still debating. I haven't really put thought into it just because I'm so focused on playoffs coming up. But, yeah, so spring season, I'm usually traveling with AAU, and then when before basketball season starts in the winter for school, during that fall season, if I'm not playing AAU, I'm usually trying to work out every day, you know, because there's only a couple of weeks of fall league that you're playing in before your actual season starts for school.
Gotcha. We're talking with Christian Rios from Malden Catholic High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, a winner. And Christian, let me ask you about the academic piece. So if you were to take or tell me a favorite subject or two at school, what would the subjects be?
Definitely history and math.
Tell me about history, American history, world history, combination, any particular time period?
This year has mainly been about American history, talking about like the American Revolution, a little bit about slavery, just everything all those interesting things that have happened in the past, those really interest me.
Gotcha. And how about, I always ask our winners this question, because I love to have them shout out to a teacher or two at their school, and they love doing it, by the way. How about a favorite or influential teacher or two that you've had at Malden Catholic and are still in their classes now?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely one of them would be my history teacher, Mr. Belleville. And then second one, my Spanish teacher, Miss Crotty. She's probably known as one of the hardest teachers in the school, but to do good in her class, you know, it's not that it's hard, it's just she requires responsibility, and if you want to put the work in to get the good grades, it's there for the taking. So I just take advantage of what I can.
You know, let me ask you that. I've had so many conversations with students, academics, athletics, and so on over the years. But the way you just phrased that, it makes me think that your athletic experiences and your background, where you want to succeed in athletics, has really transferred to your ability to kind of see the need to succeed in the classroom. It sounds to me.
For sure, yeah. I understand that. I've had coaches talk to me. I've had my mother talks to me about it almost every time we talk. You know, your grades are most important. You could be the best player out around where you're from, but if you don't have the grades, then no college coach is going to want you on the team. And you never know. You can go down with a bad injury. You need to have a backup plan. For me, I take my grades, I've been a straight A student since my freshman year. I get acknowledged for that. You know, it's important just to stand out, to be a student athlete, not just an athlete.
Terrific. Hey, how about a shout out to your mom while we're doing that here? Too, obviously, she's a huge influence in your life.
For sure, my mother, number one fan. That's my everything right there. She she helped me with everything.
Gotcha. Christian, anything else to share with us about the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award or anything else about the basketball season or Malden Catholic High School?
No, I'm just thankful, humbled. You got this award. You know, stay tuned. We have our first round playoff game tomorrow. We're going to make some noise, hopefully bring this thing deep, bring a championship back to the school. It's been a while.
You got it. Christian, great talking with you. Love what you had to say, and keep up the great work in the classroom, and we'll be following you on the basketball court as well this year and next year at Malden Catholic. So, again, thanks for joining us.
For sure. Appreciate you.
Yep. Christian Rios from Malden Catholic High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner here on MSONewsSports.com.